Hi, thank you for virtually stopping by my poster. My name is Agnenka Abramovska, and I'm a fourth-year student in the Hickman Lab at Emory University. My project focuses on understanding the effect of ploidy on adaptation of a fungal pathogen. Candida albicans is an opportunistic fungal pathogen. It is a yeast that normally colonizes the oral cavity, skin, and urogenital tract. In immunocompromised individuals, it can proliferate uncontrollably and cause serious infections. Candida albicans infections are becoming increasingly difficult to treat with only three classes of antifungal drugs. The most commonly used are the azoles, such as fluconazole, and the echinocandins, such as caspofungin. Candida albicans is unique in its ability to undergo a non-meiotic parasexual cycle to generate population variation. It is most frequently isolated as a diploid, and diploids of opposite mating types can fuse to generate a tetraploid state. This tetraploid state is more unstable than diploids, with a 30-fold increased rate of chromosome loss and a propensity to undergo concerted chromosome loss to generate aneuploid intermediates. Our previous studies have demonstrated that even short-term fluconazole and caspofungin exposure elevates genome instability in tetraploid state and drive large-scale ploidy changes. Thus, because tetraploids have a greater propensity to undergo genome changes due to antifungal exposure, we hypothesize that in an in vitro experimental evolution setup, tetraploid lines will adapt more rapidly than diploid lines to the same antifungal stressor. To explore our hypothesis, we exposed 72 diploid and 72 tetraploid replicate lines to caspofungin, a fungicidal drug, in an in vitro experimental assay. We periodically monitored replicate line viability through spotting the replicate lines on nutrient-rich media and adaptation through plating on media containing the same caspofungin concentration as the lines are exposed to. Using an image analysis software, we are then able to quantify the robustness of the adaptation through comparing the pixel area of the spots on the drug plate compared to the spots on the nutrient-rich plate. This gives us the percent relative caspofungin growth. When plotting the evolutionary trajectories of the diploids and tetraploid replicate lines, we start to notice some trends. We see variation among the evolutionary trajectories in both the diploids and the tetraploids, with some lines able to adapt robustly, while others are just surviving. When comparing the mean relative caspofungin growth at the experimental endpoint of day 57, the diploid mean is at 62%, while the tetraploid mean is much higher at 96%. In further characterizing the endpoint, we see 40% of the diploid replicate lines fall within the minimal adaptation threshold, while 10% of the tetraploid lines fall within the same range. Additionally, we see that 60% of diploids have reached strong adaptation by the end of our experiment, compared to almost 100% of the tetraploid lines. This suggests that in our experimental conditions, tetraploid replicate lines were able to more robustly and rapidly adapt to this antifungal stressor. This set of results has opened up some interesting future questions. First, I want to see, have evolved isolates reached clinical resistance thresholds? And to answer this question, I will phenotype the evolved isolates using an E-test assay, which is a common clinical test used to determine minimal inhibitory concentrations. Next, I want to know, what are the ploidy changes associated with long-term evolution? To test this, I will use flow cytometry through total DNA staining to measure the starting ploidy state and the ending ploidy state of my replicate lines. Finally, I want to see, what are the mutations associated with caspofungin resistance? And do these differ between diploids and tetraploids? And to do this, I will whole genome sequence the ancestral lines and compare it to the evolved lines. So in conclusion, this data supports that tetraploid Candida albicans are able to rapidly and robustly adapt to caspofungin stress. In conclusion, I would like to thank Malia Hickman and the rest of the Hickman Lab, and my thesis committee, and funding through the National Science Foundation. I look forward to meeting you on May 1st for our Zoom session to answer any additional questions. Thanks for listening.